Happy Saturday, boys and girls. Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, live on Memorex, default location, alternate route. Steelers Saturday. Steelers play what could be called an important game. There are ramifications to this game. The Steelers are in the playoffs. If they win, they could solidify who they would play in the playoffs, and it would be Houston in Houston. And now that I say that out loud, does that mean I got to look in the tickets and see if I can go to that goddamn game? Oh, God. Well, I just wait to see how it plays out. But either way, if it's not Houston, it's going to be playing Baltimore, Baltimore. Unless the Browns beat the Ravens today, which is highly unlikely, and the Steelers win, then we win the division. And we'll host the playoff game in Pittsburgh. So there are some ramifications. And maybe even more importantly so, it's probably would be very advantageous for the Steelers to play a good game to gain momentum going into the playoffs. It would be very advantageous. They lost three of their last. They lost their last three games very badly. Granted, they were two very possibly the top three teams in the league. Very quite possibly. Definitely top three.
Yeah, five.
Maybe Detroit might be better than one of those. I don't think Minnesota is. But Detroit and Minnesota will be the other two. But, no, I take that back. Buffalo. Forgot about Buffalo. So, you know, but they lost to three of the top teams in the NFL, which was no surprise. Which was no surprise at all. And as many a podcaster has pointed out, that if you would have told us before the beginning of the season that the Steelers would be 10-6 at this point, you would be happy. You would be very happy. If those wins, those last three wins in a row, were spread out over the season, it wouldn't be so bad. Or even maybe have a psychological effect. I don't know. Maybe they're professionals, Tomlin. Maybe, you know, he knows something. Maybe he's playing something. Maybe, you know, they may even... Well, I don't want to say they're not going to play their hearts out. Because I'm sure they much would... Even though Tomlin won't say it, I'm sure he much would rather go to Houston than to Baltimore next week. So... we'll see how that plays out. So I'm out here getting my steps. And it seems I've come to the revelation, something that might be Captain Obvious, that brownies are fattening. I cannot believe, but my weight didn't drop like it should have for the last two nights. The nights that I was smoking Black & Miles, my weight dropped tremendously. I guess because I was distracted from eating, or my appetite wasn't where it was, or I didn't have to get out of bed and have that extra little snack or something. Whatever it was, the two nights that I was smoking Black & Miles, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, my weight dropped. And in fact, I didn't eat sweets. I think I bought these brownies for New Year's Eve, and I didn't eat them. I didn't have the urge to eat them. And my weight dropped beautifully. And then now over the last couple days, Thursday and Friday, when I'm back to work, back on my, pretty much my routine, and not eating, you know, like a day off horrendously. I was having pot stickers and ribs. I did have my salad. And I didn't have I had potato chips in the salad. But I also had them damn brownies. I ate a bunch of them. So something just came on my screen. Somebody sent a message to a group that I think I was just added to. Oli sent it, so it might be something funky, more than likely, that I need to see. Or it might be he got hacked. Maybe he got hacked because he'd be clicking on all those websites that tell you your future and praise Jesus. Maybe it, click on this and find out when you'll die and all that kind of stuff. Click on this and have your fortune told. Blah, 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 blah. What will 2025 hold for you? Click on this and give us access to your profile in doing so. And it's not like, so they wasn't hacked. They agreed to it. So-and-so app would like to have access to your profile and blah, 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 blah. Sure. Just so you give me a picture that don't look like me. I don't see how people be doing that. Especially females. I don't see how you post an AI enhanced photo of yourself that don't look nothing like you. That is too beautified and glorified that it don't even resemble you. It's a lie. It's not a lie. It's kind of a lie. It's not a lie unless you make it a lie. It's such a deep fantasy and such a distorted view of reality. It damn near triggers me. Like those avatars and stuff. Some of them look, you know, pretty close to the hurt person. But unless my avatar look exactly like me, I ain't for it. Because they got some of these. I got an AI program built into my photo director, CyberLink photo director, that, you know, like animime your photo or, you know, cartoon it or whatever, sketch it. But it don't look like me. It don't look like me. They take my color and my eyes or whatever, and they put it into like a predetermined face. And I'm like, no, 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 no. And I'm a buddy at work. He got it down. He found a site that really does them really well. He found a site that, you know, they really do them well. You know, where you can actually, I mean, it looks like me. They actually take your picture and they manipulate it. But I ain't for that. I ain't for that. I don't see how people post things, those pictures of themselves that don't look nothing like them. Too enhanced, too young, too beautiful. To the point, it's too beautified and glorified, it don't even look like them. That barely resembles you. Now, I take that back. It does resemble them. But anyway, those whole sites, you go in there and do that. That's how they get your account information, I believe. And that's how they can get to your account. Because all you can do is say, give this app the right to post as you. Because to post a picture, you got to give them that right. So people do those all the time. They wonder how they get hacked. I don't think I've ever been hacked. I'm sure I have. But nobody told me about it. I don't think I've ever been hacked. None of those. That's not me sending new pictures. None of that. Me asking for money or this or that. Nope. Wasn't me. Looks like the chat conversations are picking up. Looks like my cousin is asking my son, what is he listening to in the background? And it was something that I heard him was doing. Are you listening to AM radio? I was about to ask him. I got distracted. I was like, are you listening to AM radio? Because he be into that conspiracy stuff. I think he probably into it, but he came up with some good ones. He'll post some ones. What are you thinking? Now, of course, don't have me thinking. Have me entertained and engaged. Not that I believe a damn thing they say. It's just the angle at which they can creatively find. Link this and link that. And they come up with, maybe a conspiracy, but, you know, an idea of what happened. There was something nefarious maybe been behind it because it happened on the 8th day of the 8th month in 2008 or something like that. So she asked him that. Well, see, that's nothing. Maybe we'll be flying by you. Y'all need to get ringers. Let people know you coming by. I can't stand that. In fact, I'm kind of irritable and attackish today, ain't I? Good. I like it. In fact, Just as I was walking up here, a lady rolled by me and went, on your left. I told her, thank you. I said, thank you. Because people be flying by you, and I can't stand that. Then when I'm standing there, and then she kind of, after I said thank you, she got to the corner. I go stand in the corner. I was going to say, yeah. And I was going to say, thank you. I was going to tell her, you know, straight ahead, thank you for doing that. And I stand there, and I didn't. And when I'm standing there, somebody come running by. A jogger come swooping by, right by, too close. God damn it, you're too close to me. Stay the hell away from me. And while I was walking, somebody was kind of like walking behind me, you know, off to the side. You know, we just happened to be in the same. I went way out into the big field. In fact, I went out so far in the big field, I took pictures. I put the camera, put the phone on the tripod, took some pictures. And I walked so far away from people. That's just where I'm at right now. I don't think I'm in a bad mood. Maybe an aggressive mood or a mood where I think I'm in a mood where I want to get something done, but I tell you what mood I really want to be in, a non-eating mood. Because my weight was 213.0 this morning. The other night, I went to bed at 210. My weight was 210 something. I woke up at 209. And I don't know what I did. I guess I do know what I did if I look back. It's probably them brownies or whatever, potato chips. I had a couple pieces of ribs too. I did have some ribs that was left over from New York yesterday. Whatever. But I went to bed, I think at 213.8. Woke up this morning at 213. It kind of pissed me off. Did no drop. Kind of pissed me off, and I want to know why. But I also know that I just got to keep doing what I'm doing because it's working. Looked at myself in the mirror yesterday. Even though the weight numbers kind of don't show it, I was looking at my neck, my face, and my shoulders. And I was like, ah. I was like, ah, Mr. Mitchell. I am definitely losing all that weight off my face. Midsection too, probably, by the way my pants are fitting. So, you know, I'm on top
of it.
I'm probably a tad too critical of it. But for the most part, I know I'm doing good. And I know I'm hanging in there, getting the best of it, doing what I can. No, and I'm just talking because this dog is looking at me. And I don't know if he's going to tie it up. But this dog is cool. He just sit there and look at you. I don't walk by him a couple times. He just, you know, don't even. I've been by other dogs where they come at you, chain stops, and rah, rah, rah. They come charging you, and the chain pulls them back. Big gray pit bull, or whatever dog. I was like, get rid of them. Not get rid of them. Get the dog away from them. The dog should not be out here charging people like that. Not just me, period. And when I saw that and I saw it happen, I said, I ain't got to worry about it. It'll be taken care of. Just like there's a homeless little encampment for this. See, there was somebody else. See how they be flying by you? God damn it. And this is the bike pathway. So it's designated as the back pathway. You're supposed to yield the pedestrian. So I'm going to walk in the street. Forget them. See, I'm walking in the street now. You see? Can you tell? I am a tad aggressive. I like it. Because I was in Amsterdam. Now, them are professional bike riders. You talking about ring, ring, ching, ching? Every time you turn around, you think you're using a Chinese offer. Ching, ching, ring, ring, ching, ching. And it's not even the cars you worry about there. You hear that ching, ching, you. Oh, God. Because there's thousands of bikes there. I've never seen so many bikes in my life. I probably didn't have to say that Chinese opera thing, did I? But y'all know what the hell I'm talking about, so. The fact that you know what I was talking about makes you just as racist and prejudiced as I do, as I am. You just don't embrace it like I do. I know I'm racist. Proud of it too. See, I can say that because I'm black. If I was white, I wouldn't be able to say it so easily. I wouldn't be able to say it and get away with it so easily. So, I'm definitely going to eat today. Steelers play at 5. Browns and Ravens play at 1. I'll watch that game. I'll try to just do my like breakfast that I do and try to go through the day like it's a work day. You know, trying to maybe stay busy, you know, keep in motion, don't eat or nothing. Woke up about 7:30 this morning, laid in the bed for an hour, hour and a half or so. Got up, did some data maintenance, threw my clothes on, walked out the door. Been taking my time. Walked a lot farther. No, walked fairly farther, not a lot farther. Walked fairly farther than I usually do. And just taking my time. And also, last couple days, doing work, when I take my walks, doing my break and my lunch, I've been walking to a pacer. 125 steps a minute. And it goes tick, 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 tick. And I hit step, you know, to the ticks and the beat. And definitely improves my pace. Oh my God. Cut like almost 4 or 5 minutes off of what I'm used to doing, walking that time. Lunch, and just lunch. Cut like 5 minutes off lunch. I get back from lunch. Like five minutes left. And I'm sweating and definitely work up, definitely sweat, definitely more, you know, exhilaration or whatever. Effort, definitely. I get back, I'm sweating, tired, not tired, but you know, I've been through something. Especially the first day, second day, not so much. And then last night during break, it was almost easy. Because the secret is, you can keep the pace, but you can shorten your steps. You can go doo, 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 and take like 2-inch steps. That ain't no good. But I try to push myself still. Take longer steps and stay on a good stride. And I get through it. I haven't done it on the big walks. On the big 5. On the big 10,000 step walks I do in the morning. I just do it on the break. My half hour and 15 minute walks. I know I probably couldn't hang doing it for no hour and a half. I'd probably fall out. I can see that happening. But here we are. Or should I say, so here we are. Getting home from here. It's 24 minutes to home because I got it regulated and I use this as a metric point. 24 minutes to home from here. It's 12:20 now. I should get this so that I may get there about 12:44. I started walking at 10:27 this morning. So that means I've been walking 2 hours. I've been walking for over 2 hours. 2 hours and
27
minutes. So I should get back with 12,000 steps. If I get 100 steps a minute, That's about usually what I get, which is good. And then I'll see how the rest of the day goes. You know, I'll go, or I'll get on right before the game starts. So I'll let the game start. And, you know, I'll settle that in. Probably take it nice and easy and slow. Take a shower. Put the game on. Let it be in the background. You know, hoping Cleveland can do something. And then put Pittsburgh on spotlight to win the division. Cleveland can beat Baltimore. That'd be amazing, actually. I think they're like a 18-point underdog. I think Cleveland is like an 18-point underdog. So that kind of tells you what it's about or what it's not about. So we'll see. So we'll see. I should put like 20 on Cleveland to win straight out. Just to, because the odds, I'm sure, are going to be like Ashkamana. I'm sure the odds would be astronomical if they win. I should do that. I should do that. But I'd have to get off of this thing. Send a text to my daughter. Just for kicks. Scoop be flying by. It's supposed to be no motorized vehicles on this thing. And they don't be like ringing or nothing. Anyway, only did 20 minutes. Only 20 minutes. What else is there? What else is there in Jeffrey Scott Mitchell's life? There's stuff. There's stuff that I don't reveal, that I keep to myself. And as everybody should, you gotta have something. You gotta have a thing, and you gotta have something, you know? You gotta have something, I think. And I'm sure there's people who go through life perfectly happy with nothing. They really don't have a thing, you know? I'm sure there are. But you gotta have a thing, whatever that thing is. You gotta have it. Something, well, you ain't gotta do shit. Of course, you know how I always say it. I'm just saying you got to make the statement simpler. But, you know. You know what I'm saying. Anyways. Anyways. That's why I walk on this side. I walk on this side over here against traffic so I can see what's coming at me in a general way. Generally, you know, people will ride in to the side or in the lane they're supposed to. So I walk so I can see oncoming traffic. And the traffic that's behind me is flowing in the same direction. Should be in that lane over there. Should be in that lane over there. Anyhow. Swinging on y'all twice. Swinging on y'all two times, not twice. Jeffrey, stop it. Jeffrey, what's wrong with you? You think about them pot stickers and that chicken sausage. And I think I got some tater tots. Or ain't you, Jeffrey? But you don't want to do nothing before the game. You don't want to do nothing before the game, Jeffrey. Just have you your broccoli. Your cottage cheese, drink some water, and maybe, just maybe, take a walk or two. Get a walk in there. Or maybe even try to get on the glider, huh? Just to do something, just to, you know, loosen it up. Keep the juice is full. Anyhow, swinging on y'all a few times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.